Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 61 of the O Woman Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk all about naked pictures and the beauty of the boudoir shot, or nude photography. So, first of all, I want to tell you, don't be afraid. This topic might be kind of scary because automatically I know you're probably imagining yourself posing for a photographer nude or posing for a photographer dressed in your lingerie, and you're probably freaked out unless you've already done it, and then you realize, wait, it's really not that big of a deal. So I want to tell you why I feel like it's a great, empowering, fun experience to take, to be a part of nude photography or boudoir pictures, so that at least you have all the information when you're thinking about if you ever want to do that. And I kind of want to convince you to do it. So here's that. I'm going to try to convince you. So first of all, there's a difference between boudoir shots and nude photography, obviously. Nude photography, generally, you're naked, or you're mostly naked, or the part of you that's being photographed is naked. Now, let's not confuse nude photography with erotic pictures and erotic art. Of course, there's something naturally sexual about a nude picture. It's probably generally going to be given to someone that you trust to see you naked in real life, especially if you're commissioning someone to take pictures for you or you're asking a friend to do it for you or something like that. But it's not the same thing as, you know, a really very sexual picture. I'm not talking about nude photography, like a picture where your like legs are spread, you know, or something crazy like that, and you're making like a sexy face. I'm talking about nude photography where maybe you're posing in an artistic way, in an artistic place, like outside or something like that. Or nude photography where your body is positioned in not in an immodest way. So I'm not saying you take nude pictures and you stand straight as an arrow, but you stand in a natural way. You're not trying to be sexy, because there's something innately interesting and potentially really sexy about just the fact that you're naked in the first place in this picture. And then, of course, the difference, boudoir shots are different because usually the woman is going to be partially clothed. At least a bra and underwear, I would say, usually. Now, the history of the boudoir shot is a pretty long history. It's a pretty interesting one, too. The boudoir actually means a woman's private bedroom, or if you look up some accounts of it, a lady's private bedroom. But I'm going to say a woman's private bedroom. And so it makes sense that they called it the boudoir shot, because you're seeing the woman in a state of undress that you probably wouldn't normally see except in her bedroom. Because the boudoir shot started way before bathing suits revealed that much body parts. Your bathing suits back then were like full pantsuits almost. That kind of thing. And even before bathing suits, they're probably, you know, there wasn't, you didn't wear much of anything different than your normal clothes if you were going to get in the water. Now, like I said, the boudoir shot is going to be a picture of a woman, usually, it's not always a woman, in a state of a semi-undress. So if she's wearing no clothing or like one article and the rest of her is totally nude, that's not going to be so much a boudoir shot as it is going to be nude photography, which is also acceptable too. The thing about a boudoir shot is that nudity is more implied than actually revealed. So there's a little bit more of a hidden factor, of a secret factor. And for some people, they might appreciate it more because it allows more imagination to be involved in viewing and absorbing the art piece or the picture. Because you can imagine, wait, what's under those clothes? Instead of knowing exactly what's under those clothes because it's a nude photograph. So I think if you're deciding if you're going to do one of these, it really depends on your personality and what you're more comfortable with. And I'll talk a little bit more about my personal experience with one of these methods of photography and one of my friends who's also done the same thing, actually two of my friends, and how we're different and how we made different decisions about what kind of photography we wanted to be a part of, but it was for similar reasons. So the history of the boudoir shot also is, these pictures were generally taken actually of the woman in her special, you know, dressing room or whatever, and often given to a partner or like a husband, maybe before they got married, as a special gift, almost as like a bachelor gift, I would imagine, or like for given to the husband or something as an anniversary or for Valentine's Day or for a special occasion. So, like I said, I want to talk about my experience with one of these forms of photography, and then two of my friends, their similar experience with these forms of photography. So, my personal experience is that I have been a part of nude photography before, and it was a really fantastic experience, mostly because the person who was photographing me was one of my very best friends. She also photographed my wedding. So it was like, come on, no big deal. She's like my good buddy. She was a woman, first of all, which made me feel more comfortable. And then she was my friend. So it was like, no big deal. Also, I was in a place that I was comfortable with. I was in my house. Not exactly in my house, but I was on my land. We were walking around the woods, going different places. It was definitely bug season, so I had to put some bug spray on. But at first I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm completely naked. But after like 3 or 4 minutes, I was like, wait, I don't even remember that I'm completely naked, because I'm usually walking around in the nude in my real life in my house. So it's not that far of a stretch to think about myself not walking around nude in like at my house on my land, you know? And since it was my friend, and because she is just was comfortable with the whole situation, it was her first actually nude photography experience, but because I'm her friend too, she's just like, ah, whatever, I've seen this before during changing clothes or whatever, it's no big deal. It was also really entertaining because I had my husband there with me, because he was kind of the backup person. He was helping me, you know, carry my clothes around or things like that, because I didn't want to be undressed the whole time just in case a random neighbor appeared in the middle of the woods. And also, he was in a couple of the pictures, and that was part of what we wanted to do. We did it because that was going to be my kind of, it was a secret at the time, but my gift for him as our wedding present. We are each getting each other something like that we didn't know about, that was like a special thing that we thought we'd like, that was like a secret present. And I didn't even know that it was a classic thing to give your future husband or whatever, whoever your partner is, boudoir pictures of you before the wedding. And I just happened to do it, although they were nude pictures, not boudoir. So my experience was really laid back, really relaxed. And the reason I chose to do nude pictures is because that's just the kind of person I am. If you've been listening to the other shows of the O Woman podcast, you know that I'm just kind of really open, and that's the way I roll. And I'm generally pretty naked, and that's the way I roll. And I'm just relaxed about it. It's no big deal. I'm comfortable with most body things. So it just didn't seem as representative of me to wear clothing. Now, if we'd had more time, I probably would have wanted to do a boudoir shot. Maybe in addition, that would have been fun. But I preferred the side of myself that was sexuality and sexualized through kind of a natural background. Which was the outdoors, which were trees and grasses and by my pond, you know, different places like that. I preferred that kind of a backdrop for my own brand of sensuality that I was going to have. So that was why I chose that. But plenty of people don't feel comfortable ever having any nude pictures of them ever taken, especially considering technology today and the internet. It's like, oh my God, someone could get it, and then the whole universe would see my boobs. You know, it's like kind of a scary thing when you think about it, and I understand that. And that's one reason why I felt super comfortable with my friend, too, was because she's never going to do anything sketchy with my pictures, like ever. So it was totally not a worry on that account. And it also wasn't a worry that I think a lot of women feel stressed out, perhaps having other, you know, or like a male photographer photograph them in that sort of a state of undress or partial undress. Because who knows what the male photographer's intentions are. Generally, he's just a professional, but you can't help but kind of look back at the naked pictures you've taken of people and go, huh, she's attractive. You know, so that's something that kind of pops up in your mind. So I think all of those sort of layers have to be connected and on top of each other for you to make a decision that works for you. Are you comfortable with the photographer? Are you comfortable with the situation and the place and what amount of clothes you're going to, you know, have on or take off or that kind of thing? Now, I want to talk about my friends. So, one of my friends had boudoir pictures taken of her by a professional photographer who was also her friend. And so she trusted her in this way. But they were clothed. So she's wearing, you know, like a sexy bra and sexy underwear and things like that. And there was a lot left to the imagination. There was different lace pieces that she had on, and that kind of thing. And there was definitely some pictures of her kind of out in the mist outside, which is something she appreciates, is the natural world too. So she chose that as a thing. And I don't think she would have felt comfortable being completely naked. And then also maybe it just wasn't her personality so much to be so balls to the wall exposed about her gift to her husband. I mean, of course he's seen her like that, but she wanted to choose a more, you know, perhaps even a more tantalizing choice, which is, oh, I'm partially clothed. What's underneath? Even though, you know, still. And then one of my other good friends, had boudoir pictures taken of her, but she had them taken of her by me because she didn't really trust anybody to take the pictures for her. She didn't know any photographers, but she wanted to do it as a Valentine's Day gift for her husband or her future husband. I don't recall if she was married at the time or not. And so she had her outfit and we set up, you know, like backdrops and things like that. And I just used her normal camera and just took, you know, hilarious pinup looking pictures of her, which was a really funny experience doing that. I found it very entertaining. So did she. We were cracking up the whole time. And so she did this very similar thing to my other friend, but she chose a friend to take the pictures and she mailed off the film, or, you know, she emailed probably the files and had them printed somewhere anonymously so no one would know it was her. You know, don't send them to, you know, Walgreens if you're going to do this. I wouldn't advise you to anyway, where you have to go pick them up in person and it's in your hometown so people know you. So she had them mailed off and they came back and then she gave them to him as a gift. And I think she for a while thought about putting it into a calendar, which is a really classic thing to do because that's one of the ways that we see pinups now, is they're part of a calendar. Not originally, but now that's one way they are. So that's what she chose to do. And so all three of us made different decisions based on what we wanted to do. But there was kind of an underlying similarities and essence to why we chose to do it. And it has to do with why a boudoir shot or a boudoir photo session or nude photo session is actually really empowering. But only if you're going into it feeling like it's something you want to do. If you're doing it for someone else and it's like you literally don't want to do it at all, don't do it. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be comfortable. You're going to look back at those pictures and go, I was remember being so uncomfortable during that time. Ugh, like, look at this, look at that. But if you're into it and you're excited, it's going to be a really empowering experience for a couple different reasons. First of all, it requires you to either remind yourself of your confidence or build up your confidence enough to face the photographer, whether it's a professional photographer you've never met, whether it's a man or a woman or your friend or one of those options, you still have to feel confident enough if you're doing it for the right reasons, and you're not being kind of pushed into doing it. You still have to feel confident enough to be completely naked or partially naked in front of someone who you've never been naked or partially naked in front of. Like, who isn't your sexual partner, who isn't your romantic partner, someone who you theoretically could think, oh, they're going to judge me for what I look like, or this is going to be super awkward. But just remind yourself, if you decide to do it, you've already overcome a pretty big obstacle, which is being worried about what someone else thinks of you. You realize it doesn't matter. These aren't for this person. They're for me and my life and my partner and my family, whoever they're for. They're not for this random person that I've asked to help me or even my friend that I've asked to help me. They're for me. They're for my sense of being proud of my body and showing my partner how proud I am of my body, because here's a picture of it that they can keep forever. Another thing about taking these pictures or having these pictures taken of you is that you have to, for some of them, especially the boudoir shots, you have to act sexy, which you are naturally, but you have to, you know, kind of turn your body this and that way and make a cute face, you know, whatever. Try to look tantalizing, which might not feel natural at first, admittedly, of course, because you're doing it in a kind of a inorganic way to some degree. But it's going to feel pretty okay after you do it for a little while, and you're going to realize, wait a minute, I'm acting sexy, which has reminded me that I am sexy. It's like a full cycle. So then you're like, wait a minute, I feel really sexy. I am sexy, which makes you act more sexy. So when you get the pictures back, you're thinking, I'm pretty damn sexy. And now you have photographic proof that you are, and you have this photographic proof forever. So the really cool thing about doing these is that you have these pictures for your entire life. And if you're going to do it to give to someone, keep some yourself, because just in case you're not with this person anymore, who knows? Very small likelihood. Well, not very small likelihood, actually. Small likelihood, maybe, depending on where you are in your relationship, that you won't be with them, you know, this time next year. But still, you might not. Let's just be real. So it's nice to keep copies for yourself, because you're going to look back at it when you're old and go, so cool. I'm so proud of myself. And it's so cool because you're documenting your body at a certain specific moment in your life. And when you're in this moment, you're thinking, well, I'm just myself right now, come on. But 20 years from now, you're going to look back and think, I was so different looking. I even look back to when I was like 18 and I think, oh my God, I look so different. Like, really, it's shocking. So it's nice to just have normal pictures of me from that age, because I feel like I look so different now. And not even like I look better or worse or any of those things, but I just look different. And it's really fantastic to have this photographic representation of you through the ages, and in a way that is so much more real because it's your body and it's the way you look. One of my friends that who got her pictures taken by a professional photographer, who was also her friend, was telling me that she felt really glad to have taken the boudoir shots that were pretty modest, most of them, before she decided to have a baby, because chances are her body changed when she had a baby. And it will remain changed forever. It might look, you know, the way it looks now after having had a baby about a year ago. It might change even more, but no matter what, inevitably, having a baby is such an extreme experience that your body is going to be different. In some way, it's going to be different. Not worse, but different. So she was like, I just feel really excited that I got to have pictures of me before I had the baby, so I just remember what I looked like. And she's not the kind of person that would look back and go, oh, I look so much better then. That's not what it's about. It's just about having a legacy, having the ability to look back and remember your past and remember discrete moments in your life when things happened. Because especially if you're giving these boudoir shots or these nude shots to someone as a gift and you're keeping copies yourself, you can think, I remember that. That was for this important Valentine's Day event, or that was for our anniversary, and this is how old I was, and this is how long we'd been together. Look at us now. You know, it's just a really cool thing. It's literally building a legacy. And I know a lot of people are probably going to think, building a legacy with nude pictures? But yeah, totally. How many of you wish that you could remember, not even like, you know, wish you had the same body, but just remember what your body looked like a decade ago? Oh, I so wish I could remember. I don't remember. I remember what, like, my arms look like from pictures, but I've lived in my skin for so long and it's changed gradually over time that you lose the ability to remember what physicality you came from, which is just such a cool thing. So I wish I had nude pictures of me when I was 18 so that I could actually look at them and go, oh my God, that's what happened to my body over the past few years. How interesting. Like, so will it change in the same way over another decade, or what'll happen to it again? It's like a roadmap to your life. It's so neat. Another really cool thing about being a part of a nude photo shoot or a boudoir photo shoot is that, especially if you're giving it to your partner as a gift, chances are these photos are going to be on the wall or, you know, on their side of the bed or somewhere. You get to see yourself naked all the time. I mean, you see yourself naked in the mirror, but you're seeing yourself naked in this really glamorized, awesome shot that likely wasn't photoshopped. None of these things that you see in magazines where all of these glamorized people, you know, but if you've chosen a photographer that is a pretty good photographer, the picture's going to look awesome because you look awesome. So you just see that every day, and it's a little subtle reminder of the fact that you are the beauty standard in your house. And you should be the beauty standard in your house. There should be no other beauty standard except yours. Now, if you have, like, teenage daughters, then their beauty should be a beauty standard too, what they look like. But not in a sexual way, just in a you are fantastic because you're a person kind of way. But you are the beauty standard in your house for the person that you love, for the man or the woman that you love that's there with you. And you become the face of what a woman is. If you identify with being a woman, you become a face, that face. So you look in magazines and you think, oh man, look how this and that she looks. You'll stop and you'll think, wait a minute, I look that good. I've taken pictures similar to this and mine are hanging on my wall. I am like the star in my house. I'm the pinup, which is a fun thing to think of if you think of it like that. Think, I am the pinup. Because everybody, I feel like, is ingrained to go, ooh, pinup. When they hear the phrase pinup, it seems like a really sensual, sexual, teasing, fun thing that's not super hypersexualized, that's just sensuality in a really fun way. And the same thing goes, in my opinion, with nude photographs, if you are the person that would want to do that anyway. Because these nude photographs of you aren't like your butt crack and you spread eagle, you know, in the picture. They're you doing probably normalish things while naked, or, you know, walking in the woods, that kind of thing. Or laying around, you know, black and white pictures, you know, artistic things. So you've become the standard, which is what really all women should strive to be for themselves, is their own standard of beauty. And I think that's why boudoir shots, that's why nude photos are so empowering and fantastic, because through all the things that they do, like allowing you to remind yourself that, hey, I'm confident enough to face this photographer. I'm sexy enough to be in these pictures. And looking back at the pictures and think, wow, I look really good. And documenting an important moment in your life. All of these things together really, really serve to make you the standard of beauty in your home, which is what you deserve, which is what you should be. So this is why I think you should do one. If you're the kind of person that might be comfortable doing a boudoir or a nude photo, think about it. Don't just dismiss it as something certain people do. It's very accessible. You can even just have your friend do it. And it's exciting. It's kind of a blood-rushing, adrenaline-pumping kind of thing. It's really fun to do. So hopefully I was able to sway you a little bit if you were already on the fence about this. Or just seal the deal and convince you to do it totally if you are already kind of sold on the topic. Thanks for listening to the show today. As always, I'm Emma for the O Woman Podcast. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes, rank the episodes, please. That would be the best thing ever. I would really love some rankings on iTunes. And the website, owomanpodcast.com, has all the episodes on the page called Episode Archives. If you click on that link, it'll take you to every episode you've missed, all other 60 if you've missed any of the others. And check out Facebook, too. A Woman Podcast is on Facebook. Like the page. There's updates daily about the newest episode that's come out, and you can click on that link, and it'll take you to the page. So there's lots of ways to get to where you need to be, which is on the A Woman Podcast. As always, love talking with you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.